What is up, my Action Academy brothers and sisters? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy podcast, the show that teaches you how to replace corporate with cash flow and that helps you unlock your inner entrepreneur. For my new listeners, this is your humble host and guide, Brian Lubin. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate job to travel full-time around the world while building my own business. Now, this podcast is a documentation from $0 to $10 million a year in my own thing. Here we share the wins, the losses, and the lessons that you too can replace corporate with cash flow. Now, today's podcast episode comes from a conversation that I had with one of my good buddies, Ben Call. Today, actually, I'm recording this on Sunday, March 24th, and it was a really raw and vulnerable conversation, and it's a topic that I've been playing around with in my head, and I have made the executive decision to air it out publicly because if I'm going through this, it means that somebody else is also, and it really is the dichotomy of documentation because you guys see a lot of wins, and now I also need to share the lessons and the things that I'm going through, the friction points, if you will. So for this episode, we will balance it out. First, I'm going to share a very quick win that I'm very proud of, and then we will go into the lesson. I literally just flew in today from Tulum, Mexico, where I've been for the last week. I was a keynote speaker at my buddy Mike Chu's event in the middle of the jungle at this really, really cool resort. And guys, I almost threw up before speaking. It was so nerve-wracking and terrifying to me. It's one of the biggest fears that I have still. And I'm proud to say that I overcame it. And as soon as I got down and I stood in front of the people, everything went away. And I was just like, I've been here before. I can do this. And I hopefully crushed it. I think I crushed it. People told me I crushed it. And we'll see what the feedback is after. If people follow up with me and tell me that it impacted them or my book impacted them. But I did it. Long story short, I'm really proud of myself. So this will be a really cool podcast to come back to later in the future after I speak to, you know, maybe thousands of people on stage, and I'm able to come back to this and say, man, I crushed it for those 37, even though they were very special. And the other thing I did in Tulum was I went and secured the Action Academy event houses for our September event. We are officially, ladies and gentlemen, going to Tulum, Mexico in September 12th through 15th, Action Academy for our third event. And last time, I was excited to spend $102,000 for the weekend. This one, we're going to be spending $250,000 plus. $250,000 for this next weekend. Me and my buddy Brandon already budgeted it out. We ran the P&L, and we put $80,000, a little bit more than that, actually, down for these houses. We booked a portfolio of 11 mansions and a cul-de-sac and a couple minutes drive away. So we booked out an entire block of houses, and there's a couple key lessons from that that will also parlay into the lesson from today's episode. The Tulum lesson was people matter more than anything. I was spinning my wheels, looking at hundreds of different properties on Airbnb, VRBO, looking up all these different listings, trying to find different houses that would actually fit the criteria in the basically top 0.001% standards that we uphold for our event houses. And guys, for the life of me, I could not find them. And I had so much anxiety thinking that we wouldn't be able to top Cabo or at least match it until we met the right people. So again, we talk about Who Not How, which is a fabulous book by Ben Hardy, if you guys haven't read it. And I had to remind myself, I was so focused on the how that I forgot to ask who. And as soon as we asked who, we did when I was going down to Tulum, we said, okay, on my Instagram, said, who is the best real estate contact? Who's the best developer? Who's the best luxury property manager? Who has the best luxury properties? And I got connected with like 30 different people. And so I had a couple of meetings and toured all the houses. And we, it's a pretty cool moment. I said, hey, I'll take them all. And I want to document that because holy shit, was that cool to be able to go on a tour. And the guy's like, hey, you know, here's a 26 bedroom mansion. I'm like, how much is this? He goes, $5,000 a night. I say, okay, that makes sense. Then how much is this one? $3,000 a night. Okay, that makes sense. How much is this one? $7,000 a night. Okay. Yeah, we'll take them all. Huh? So that was a very cool moment, which leads now to the lesson of today's episode. So up to this point, one of my greatest joys in life, the number one thing that brings me happiness, I call it a 10 out of 10 moment, is walking into a luxury property for the first time. And up to this moment, that has been caused by me staying in boutique hotels across the world, boutique luxury Airbnbs. Whenever I travel to a new place, I'm looking for the best room at the best property in that city, in that state, in that country. And when I walk into that door for the first time and I walk into that room, it is the happiest that I ever am. And now that has been accentuated since throwing these events, because now I have access to all the properties that were even out of my budget before personally. Now we can go do these houses that cost $20,000 for a weekend that of course I couldn't be able to afford by myself. And now we can afford those houses. And not only the feeling of me walking into these properties, but watching others walk into these properties and have their experiences in Action Academy is the best feeling and the most fun that I have running this freaking company. It just freaking lights my soul on fire. And now, as I'm walking through these properties, I'm like, I want to own these. I want to own these properties. I want to own these boutique hotels. I want to own these mansions. Like, this is what I want to do. And after we rented out the properties, you know, that was a big move to make. And I wired the money over. I wired a lot of money to this team. And that warranted a meeting with some really, really key developers in Mexico and some really key real estate people. And so I was able to have a coffee meeting with them on Saturday morning. And there were some movers and shakers in Tulum. And they were asking about what my future goals are. What are my plans? And I say, hey, we want to do this event to, you know, see how we work together. And then moving into the future, I want to start the acquisition machine back up. You know, I want to put my acquisition hat back on and I want to start buying these properties and I want to start buying these. And that leads to the topic of today's show, which is before I was the guy that was asking really, really good questions to really smart people on the podcast. And I built a podcast business around it. I had a couple of rental properties. I quit my job. I went to go travel around the world. I started the podcast and things went really, really well, you know? And now fast forward to today and we've got over a quarter million on Instagram and our socials are popping off and our opportunities are popping off and all of these different, I'm getting invited to speak on these stages and I'm getting invited to be on these calls with these people and to these dinners and to these events and to these private parties. And it's a lot of imposter syndrome creeping back in because I sold my real estate. I sold all my real estate. And even when I owned real estate, I had like four properties. Like, I had four doors. Like, it wasn't that much real estate. And even to the point where I run a company that very, very, very successfully teaches people how to buy commercial real estate and businesses. So for me, personally, and like this is me airing everything out with you guys, being 100% fully authentic, transparent, vulnerable, and open in the kimono, you know, it's really difficult for me to go through this and not fire up the acquisitions machine again, if that makes sense. And so as I'm talking to these developers in Mexico, you know, they're like, oh, what do you do? You know, I own 400 doors or I own, you know, $40 million of boutique hotels across Latin America. What do you do? And I'm like, well, you know, I sold all my real estate. So it's like, I don't really have anything to say to that. And I was talking to my buddy Ben today and he asked me a question that was really, really, really important. And I think it's a question that a lot of us have to ask ourselves, which is, why do you want to buy the real estate? Because cash flow, I don't need. Candidly. So he was like, dude, I think you just want to buy real estate just to say you own the real estate, just to feel like you're not an imposter or something. And I'm like, yeah, I know that's kind of a problem, isn't it? And we both agreed and kind of laughed about it. But it's a struggle that I've been going through this entire year because Action Academy is my one thing. And a lot of you guys that listen to this podcast and that follow me on social media know me as the clarity guy, the guy that knows exactly where he's going, my 1 year, my 3 year, my 5 year, my 10 year. But I'm here to tell you guys that it still is difficult. Alex Hormozi has a wonderful quote where he goes, "The woman in the red dress, who is an analogy for the distractions, shiny object syndrome, if you will, she doesn't ever go away. She just becomes more attractive." And so I was talking to Ben and I was like, dude, it's really difficult for me to keep my head down and focused just purely on the community and making this the best community and the best resource for every single person with the best coaches, the best mentors, the best onboarding, the best customer support, the best accountability systems that nobody else has in the industry. And I know that if I only focus on this and I don't divert my attention, and that means on real estate, and if I only focus here, we will beat everybody else and we'll be so many miles and light years ahead that it will be night and day and that we'll just have such an advantage because this is my one thing and I'm really, really, really good at it. And so taking Action Academy from 1 million to 3 million to 5 million is really the best use of my time right now. However, I see these hotels, I see these properties, and I'm just like, ugh, I want them so badly. And I have the knowledge to do it. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly how to do it. I know exactly who I need on the team. And the worst part slash best part is I have all the best people in the country that are wanting to partner with me and wanting to be my operators and wanting to be my partners and wanting to do this thing with me. But I know that it will be a distraction. So I wanted to share this because I've made my executive decision and I think it's the right decision. And I wanted to have this podcast episode serve as a documentation of it because I think that I'm going to look back on this and say that I was proud of the decision that I made and that I made it with a lot of wisdom from other people that were further along the road than me. But my decision is in 2025, I'm going to keep my head down and keep my one thing, my one thing. Action Academy is it. Nothing else matters. I'm not buying other businesses. I'm not starting other businesses. I'm not buying any real estate. I am keeping my head down. And by the end of 2024, going into 2025, I will then allow myself to turn the acquisitions machine back on and start the partnerships and start the company to where all of a sudden I pop off of nowhere and take down $18 to $20 million of real estate again. That's what I'm going to do. But first, we keep our one thing, our one thing. Action Academy, like we talk about in Plant Seeds, Manage Orchards. Action Academy is a sapling that is now growing into a fruit-bearing tree. We have a really, really strong and capable team, but I'm going to take it through the rest of this year before we open up the acquisitions arm. And at that point, you know, we'll have the cash flow established from the community, from our business. And more importantly than that, we'll have a freaking army of people that are vetted, that are invested, that know, like, and trust me. And you guys are listening, and I hope that you're getting excited because Action Academy folks in the community, I'm going to be coming for you. Like, I'm going to need operators. I'm going to need partners. And I know a couple of you guys that I'm already ready, willing, and able to do this with and to take down hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate. That's going to be the next progression of the business, but it's just one at a freaking time. And so I wanted to share this today because it's a struggle that I go through a lot, but I don't talk about it. And it's been strategic for me to not talk about it, but I believe that sharing this will actually be helpful for a lot of people to know that, you know, even when you're very clear about your vision, things still can become distracting. And if I were to start doing new developments or international real estate right now, I would have all my attention diverted away from my core business, no matter what. Even if I had an operator in place, it would still take my attention away. And so keep your one thing, one at a time, plant seeds, manage orchards, and you will be perfectly fine. So I'm excited to listen to this. Talking to you, Brian, in 2025, I'm calling my shot. I think the best move is to focus on our cash flow and business that we have today and taking it from 1 million to 3 million to 5 million. And then turning on the real estate acquisitions machine than doing anything else. And I believe this will be the right decision, and it'll be cool to look back. So guys, if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with somebody that you think will get value. And if you want to be a potential partner, a potential operator, a potential person involved in these deals, and also the person that is at these events that we talk about, that are in these mansions, because this is the coolest thing, and I want to see your smiling faces. The Action Academy is the group for you. You can go in the show description, click the link, book a call. We're either going to tell you it's the best thing you've ever done, or we're going to tell you it's not a fit. Either way, it is a step in the right direction, my friend. So guys, talk soon, and let's have a week.